Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I am here with the wonderful woman of the world, my mother. Say hello, Mom.
Hello, Mom.
And also joining us is my cousin Stephanie and my dog, Blaze. They're just in the room, and they will probably make noise because it's my dog. Today is brought to you by the fact that we're recording this on my birthday!
Happy birthday, Rachel!
I am 27 Woo! Years old today. It is a day in which I am older, and now I am older.
You are older.
My dog is attacking my mother. It wouldn't be...
He's loving me.
It wouldn't be the Rachel brand without Blaze annoying all of us.
He's just loving me.
All right, so let's begin this episode by saying what's on my mother's tray.
Okay, you forgot that last week.
I did, and people noticed it.
Oh my goodness.
We have a cell phone, her Altoids, not out of the tin.
No, they're in my mouth at the moment.
Okay, and then her iced tea, her reading glasses, and two hair ties.
No, those are not my hair ties.
Those are not my hair ties.
Stephanie, they're not my hair ties.
Blaze.
Matt.
Actually, they are mine. I realize they're from my cords. But they're on her tray, so they count.
They do count.
All right, how you doing, Mom?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How you doing, Stephanie?
I'm doing good.
There she goes. All right, Stephanie's on the podcast.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Oh, a little thing. I added this podcast to Google Play, so it is now on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and the website. If there's any other places where this podcast should be, just tweet me. Tweet me at podcastati, and I'll see if I can add it. All right, let's start with the news. First, the YouTube headquarters shooting.
Terrible.
Awful.
Horrific.
I'm actually very proud of the media on how they're not giving much information about her in the sense of glorifying her at all.
Right.
You know? Because I feel like that's one reason people do shootings is to get that 15 minutes of fame. So,
yes.
I'm glad that's done. I have seen people say YouTube deserved it. That's disgusting.
Not true.
It doesn't matter. Nope. Not at all.
There's never a justification
for
that.
So, stop that. And obviously, it's amazing that as of right now, no one has died from the gunshot wounds except the shooter herself.
Right.
So that's amazing. I hope everyone gets well soon and, you know, everything's good at the end of the day. All right, but on to other things. So did you know that there was a woman who was on her bicycle and Trump's motorcade passed her and she flipped off the motorcade?
You know, I read something about it, but I didn't read the whole thing.
It happened a while ago.
Okay.
Well, her company, who is contracted by the government, fired her. And she wasn't on duty when this happened, and now she's suing them because it's violating her freedom of speech. Obviously for her. I'm obviously on her side right now. And she said if she had to do it all over again, she would. And it is a glorious picture. It's just her on her bike, flipping off the motorcade.
Nothing. Now, how do they know that's who she was flipping off? Could she be flipping off?
I mean, she's very apparent about the fact that she's flipping. And she's said it. She doesn't regret what she did.
Got it. Okay.
But her company fired her because they were scared of what Trump might do to the company. Oh, my dog. Don't whine at it. Don't fake yawn.
He wants me to pet him.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, do you think that she should sue?
Yeah. I think think that's, yeah, you should be able to say what you want. I think there's nicer things to say.
Yeah.
But the thing is, in a nicer way.
Yeah. But she didn't really say. No. All she did was give a gesture.
Well, it's a naughty word, that gesture.
It is.
But that's, you know, you're supposed to be able to say what is on your mind.
Yeah.
That's why we live in America.
It is. She said it was anti-American.
And the company should not be frightened of the president.
No.
That's not good.
No, not at all.
Well, she wasn't on company time
either. Yeah, exactly.
So she wasn't representing the company.
Exactly.
Time,
so she was on a bicycle.
Wrongful termination.
Yep, there we go. All right, so we are all on her side. I hope she wins and people stop firing people for things like that.
Flipping the bird.
I mean. all right, a thing I saw. Apparently, it's harder to get hotel rooms for Comic-Con than it is the tickets themselves. And I will say, whenever these things happen, hotels are impossible to get. I know VidCon, all the hotels in the area immediately raise their prices.
Oh,
and yes. I know as a company it's smart to do, but as like a person who attends these things, that's so mean.
That is mean. And they're going to fill up, so they're going to make money anyway.
I know, but they're trying to make the most money possible. In the business standpoint, I understand it. But as moral standpoint, come on.
And kids.
Yeah, they're kids. And the Comic-Con people, they're like, I saw someone tweet, you know, it's getting the hotel is worse than getting the ticket. Because getting the ticket, if you get it or not, whatever, you're going or you're not going. If you get a ticket and then you don't get a hotel, you're sleeping on the streets.
No, you just have to drive further to your hotel.
Well, what if they're, yeah, that's true.
I mean, there will always be hotels, so you just have to drive a lot further to get there.
Well, San Diego is kind of in the middle of nothing.
San Diego's pretty big.
Yes, but
they'll be able to find a hotel.
Yeah, that's true.
Just on the
outskirts
of town.
Yeah. No one wants that. You want to be walking distance.
Of course.
All right, I saw this on Twitter because someone heard it in a podcast. I forgot what the podcast name is. Something about Planet Money, I think. That if you have a ripped dollar bill, Stephanie worked at the bank, so she might verify this. If you have a ripped dollar bill, you can send it to the U.S. Treasury Department and they will send you a check of the same amount.
And then you have to go cash the check for
another
dollar bill. Is this true, Stephanie?
I don't know about that, but if bills were ripped or destroyed a certain amount, we actually had to take them out of circulation and send them to the Treasury. I mean, we never got money back, obviously.
What?
But I've never heard of people, like civilians, doing it. Normally they just go to the bank and the bank takes care of it.
Oh,
like, that's the easiest way to do it.
Just take it to the bank. And will the bank give you money?
Yeah, it has to be at least 3/4 of a bill.
Okay.
For us to exchange it.
So it's a whole bill, and if it's cut in half, you'll take the whole cut in half.
Yeah.
So can't we just tape it back together?
That's what I was saying. That's what I did my whole life.
You can, but if you don't want to deal with the tape bill, you just take it to the bank, and the bank will exchange it for a fresh bill, and then we'll take it out of circulation.
Well, I'm just saying, if I got a ripped dollar bill, I'm not going to take the time to go to the bank.
No,
I'm just going to get some scotch tape and put that baby back together.
Somebody will eventually turn it into the
bank.
That's true.
It'll eventually get its way to the bank. I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to spend it.
That just makes no sense to send it to the Treasury, then them send you a check, and then you have to go to the bank.
Exactly.
Okay, so go to the bank and exchange it directly.
Okay, so,
Break out your scotch tape. We just solved all your problems. Scotch tape. All
right, so yeah, this sending it to the Treasury doesn't really make sense. Take it to the bank or tape it, and then make someone else take it to the bank. All right, good. All right, so Mom, have you seen the new meme of this week? It's not a SpongeBob meme.
No, I have been cleaning my house.
I've been cleaning my office, and somehow I still made it to the internet. it's not really a meme, it's more of like something you tweet. It's if you didn't love me at my, and then you put a really ugly picture, then you don't deserve me at my, and then a really beautiful picture, basically. And people are having fun with it. Do you understand it?
You're
looking at me confused.
No. I had to work that through in my head.
Okay.
I'm old.
So it's
the wheels go a little slower.
There you go. So it's like if Colleen posted, if you don't love me at my, and then she put a Miranda picture. Then you don't deserve me at my, and then a really beautiful Colleen picture.
Okay.
So any picture of her.
Right.
So.
For you.
That's the new thing going around. I like it. I haven't seen any negativity coming from it.
No, I haven't actually seen that, but.
It's new. It's like a day or two old. By the time this podcast comes out.
It'll be old news.
It'll be old news.
Yeah.
But,
and that's probably when I'll see it.
Yes. So this podcast is made for my mother.
It's fresh news to me.
Yes. But I'm just excited that there's a meme that's not SpongeBob. I mean, I love SpongeBob. But yes. there was three memes in a row that were all SpongeBob.
Yeah, the one with no pants on I saw just the other day.
And we talked about it a week ago.
They posted, someone on Twitter posted it.
Yeah,
so this is what you guys were talking about.
Yeah, like, SpongeBob breathing heavily with no pants on.
No pants on.
Oh, Blaze is licking Stephanie. Yeah, and then before that was the Chum Bucket.
Yeah, the Chum Bucket. Yeah,
and before that was the Patrick. Did you see that one?
Mm-mm.
The Patrick looking like he was It was like an upward shot, so he's looking down, and he's looking kind of like angry.
Uh-huh.
It's like a weird.
That's a bad angle.
It's a bad angle.
Even with the sponge.
It wasn't as Patrick. He's a starfish, Patrick. Or okay. Just a what is it? They're not fish. They're star creatures.
Oh yeah. What are they called? Different name for them.
Star something.
Like jellyfish are now called jellies, and
yeah.
Starfish are called
starries.
Starries.
We aren't knowledgeable. All right, well, I just have to bring it up because everyone's talking about it. Have you seen the Yodeling Kid?
No, I have not.
You haven't seen the Yodeling Kid? It's the Walmart Kid or the Yodeling Kid. It's this little kid, this little boy, probably like 9 or 10, standing in a Walmart aisle yodeling for about 3 minutes, and there's just a group of people watching him.
Wow.
And it's funny. Like I couldn't watch the whole video. I couldn't get through it. I'm not much of a Yodel fan.
But you are a Target fan.
But it was Walmart.
Oh, Walmart. Oh, that's right.
I am a Walmart fan.
I'm not listening.
You aren't. Good with it, Mom. No, but my favorite thing about this are the remixes coming out. People are making it like an actual like remix song, like the beat drops. And
really?
Mm-hmm. So those I found fascinating. I personally couldn't get through the whole video. Everyone loves it. My mom's going for an Altoid.
I'm going to have to see that one next week, too.
Yeah. Why are you always a week behind?
I don't know. I told you, I'm old.
You're on Twitter. It's like until someone has someone to tweet it to you.
But I have been busy. I do the house cleaning, so
yes.
It doesn't look like Hader's Back Off House anymore.
Oh,
and
that's my mom's goal in life now, is to make sure her house never looks
and
like
garage.
Yeah.
And then house sitting for Colleen, and then we had Easter. So
yeah.
I've been busy.
Yeah. I know. I've been redoing my office. I have a couch now. That's what I'm redoing.
And I'm sitting on it. It's very comfy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Instagram announced that it won't take you to the top of the feed or refresh the feed until you press a button to refresh it. It's because, you know, have you ever like opened it and then closed it and opened it again and it takes you back up and you lose your spot?
Yes.
It's not going to take you back up anymore until you hit refresh.
Okay.
So I think I like this. They also said that they're going to try and put the newer posts more at the top more often, saying, like, we understand, because they said we heard from our customers that you guys don't like when the newest started at the top. So we'll
aren't they?
No, it's not in chronological order anymore.
For our people.
For the
people we follow?
Yeah, it's not.
It's
wow.
Not?
You are so behind. I was literally in a BuzzFeed article about a tweet that I did about this.
Okay.
Yeah, Instagram anymore. Have you ever noticed if you follow someone, their pictures are usually at the top of your feed for a while, even if the feed, you don't look at the date of the pictures, do you?
No.
Yeah,
I didn't know there was a date on there. I just look at the pictures and read the top caption.
So, if you didn't know, some of those pictures you're seeing aren't immediately posted.
I'm not happy about this.
No. Welcome to the world.
I go on and
I think
that's the freshest there is.
I know. It should be, right?
Right.
But it's not. It's just whatever Instagram decides to push.
Facebook all over again.
Yeah, and it's whatever's the most, what's ever getting the most attention. So celebrities are more likely to be at the top of your feed than, like, a random friend that has little followers because they don't have a lot of attention on their picture. So Instagram says they'll try and put your friends' pictures at the top of the feed more often.
I'm not liking this at all.
I can't believe you didn't know this.
I did not know this.
So, when you follow someone, Instagram pushes all their photos on you. And so you're liking photos that are 3 weeks old and you look like a stalker. So it's
well,
weird.
I am, so.
Yeah, that's true. So anyway, they just said that they're going to start putting things. And now you can put @ and hashtags in your bio, which I'm sure you had no idea that you couldn't do that before.
Hashtag put hashtags in my...
In your bio?
Oh, no.
In your captions, yes.
Okay, you're talking a different language here, but I get it.
I'm trying to... Yeah.
It is the morning.
We've never filmed this early before. We're actually filming at my house. We've never done that.
Yeah.
We only filmed at your house, and then I filmed with Colleen in a hotel room.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's kind of hot in here, though, so I apologize.
I took off my sweater.
All right.
It's all good.
Matt put on the heater and then I didn't open up the window because noise.
Okay.
Okay. Now you have an explanation.
It's all good.
Do you ever own an airplane, nothing's happening, and you're like, I'd be fine if I just had an explanation of what's going on.
Yes.
I had, it was a female pilot. Usually no one ever tells you what's going on. You sit on the tarmac forever, no one says anything. I had a female pilot come on, and she was like, sorry guys, it's taking forever to push off, because apparently, and she just went on, and she was like mad at the airport, and I was like, I love that she was angry with us, and she told us what was going on.
Yes.
And then Colleen, who wasn't paying attention, who had her earphones on, undoes her earphones like 10 minutes later, why are we still here? All mad. Oh. I was like, Colleen. They explain this. Because when you don't know, you get angry.
Yes.
So
no, I get anxious.
Yeah. Yes.
I get anxious. It's like, get me off this thing. Claustrophobia.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep, yep. Stephanie hates flying, but she's flying 5 hours today to Boston.
We both are. I know.
Yeah. It's four and a half, 5 hours? Yeah.
Five and a half.
Five and a half.
We're travel buddies today.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about this.
She is nervous looking.
It'll be fine. I'm getting better. She's a pro now.
Yeah. I used to not notice turbulence at all, but the past few flights, I feel like there's been a little turbulence, and maybe it's the season we're in.
Oh, really? Now you're telling me this?
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks a lot. The key is to look at the they called airline
stewardess. Yes.
No, they don't call them stewardesses anymore.
The airline
attendants.
Attendants.
And if they don't look nervous, everything's fine.
That's my, I look at them like, I'm fine. Nothing bad has happened, so it's just clouds.
Well, one of the worst flights I've been on, I was actually sitting next to one of the stewardesses because we were in the back of the plane,
mm-hmm.
and I kept looking at her, like, are we good? Are we good?
Yeah, if they're not buckled
I still
in.
Freaked out a little bit, but it was still like, okay, if anything's going to happen, she's going to...
If they're still up serving drinks, nothing's going on. That's just how it is. If they're still walking around, you're fine.
Well, I have seen them sit down in turbulence and buckle up.
Well, if they're reading their phone or something and not
stressing. And I had to go to the bathroom.
That's the worst. Every flight I've taken, the past five times I've taken, I've had to pee really bad. I think it's the thought process of, I'm not supposed to pee right now.
Yes.
So I need to pee, like when I go into a movie or I'm about to take a long car ride.
Yes.
If I'm sitting at home, I could pee maybe once every 12 hours.
On top of someone saying, no, you can't. That doesn't set well in my head.
Don't tell me what to
do. Yes, I can.
If I want to fall down during turbulence, I will. All right. Okay, so last podcast we were talking about Finstas, fake Instagrams.
Oh, yes. I'm glad you redefined it because I forgot what it meant.
Yes, I got you, Mom. Well, so a fitness model on Instagram, Anna Victoria, showed that Instagram bodies aren't real. So, you know, you're
yes.
Yeah. So she did a post, which just no face to anything, but showed her booty straight on. It's a not a voluptuous. It's a booty, but it's not voluptuous. And then she showed a picture of her posing correctly to make it look like she has the biggest butt in the world. And under it, she said it's all about the angles. And I just wanted to reiterate, you can't believe the Instagrams.
You can believe mine.
Yes, you can believe my mother's.
What you get.
You can believe most of mine.
I do
mine
not
is good.
Angle the camera for those chickens to look any better than they already look.
People are asking for a chicken update. Do you have
there
a chicken
you go.
Update?
How many did I say? Seven. I still have seven.
Didn't one?
I had eight, but one flew over the fence, and the neighbor's dog played with her, and she didn't make it through the night.
The neighbor has big dogs.
Awesome
I
dogs.
Met them on Easter.
They're
huge.
They're not vicious animals.
No.
But come on, a chicken's fun to play with.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
Yeah.
You can't blame a dog for that.
No.
That's why Blaze isn't allowed near them.
It was my chicken's fault for flying over. It was actually my fault, because I didn't clip her wings soon enough.
Do you clip them yourself?
Yeah, they're all clipped now. But yes.
Isn't that scary? What do?
You just open their wing and you go clip, 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 clip.
You're clipping the actual wing.
Yeah.
In my head, for some reason.
It's a feather.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's why.
It's like a haircut.
In my brain, I always thought clipping a wing, like, man, you were like literally like clipping cartilage or something on their wing.
It's the feather part.
Oh, well, that's less invasive.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you only do one side. And so they just flop around in a circle when they try to fly. It's kind of
That's
funny.
That's mean!
They think it's funny, too.
Why do you do... They think it's funny. Have you seen them laughing?
Have you watched them?
It's funny to you.
They're happy chickens.
Why don't you clip both?
Sometimes I do. But last week, I just wanted to get them clipped so that no one else went over the fence.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well...
Most people just clip one side.
I feel like that's mean. That just confuses
it's
them.
No.
I feel like you should clip both so they feel... Like, you don't know if they have OCD. Have you asked?
I'll have to have that discussion with them.
Do they also find it funny? Because I don't think that they do.
They do. They find it funny.
All right, Mom. So let's move on. Unless you have any news you'd like to say.
I have nothing. I'm so boring right now.
That's okay. Stephanie, do you have any news? No? All right. Blaze, he's happy. He's on my mom's lap. Head's on my mom. Booty's on Stephanie. He's living right now. All right, so let's move on to the game part of the podcast. Woo-hoo! When this airs, Monday, it is National Name Yourself Day. So, Mom, if you had to rename yourself, what name would you give you?
Mom.
Nope. That
Grandma.
You have to rename. Those are already your names.
I don't have my name. It's unusual.
Yeah, but you have to rename yourself. It's okay. The game.
Okay. Go first. You have a great name.
I do. I really like my name, and I feel like it fits me.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing is I don't know if I'd go with an extreme name or whatever, because I want it to fit my personality. Mm-hmm. And I kind of think Danielle would fit my personality.
Actually, that would.
Yeah. You have, like, this relief over you.
Yeah, it's a name I like.
Okay. What did you think I was going to go with?
I don't know.
So Danielle is, I feel like, a name that would just suit me.
That would.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the name of your basketball team?
Peaches and Kareem.
Oh, it's the same as last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the same team. We just have two seasons in the year.
Got it. Okay.
And we won last week.
Woo! Yes! Woo! Woo! Yeah. I need to go to your next game.
I scored 0 points.
That's okay. You played. You were part of the team.
I was.
You had fun.
Yeah. I cheered.
Yes.
So that's good. I give the good players a breather, because mm-hmm. we're all out of shape. So sometimes I need to just, you know,
yeah,
take a breath. And mm-hmm. I go in there and I run around. And
the dog is snoring.
Yeah. He is in heaven. Okay. Oh, what? Oh. So yeah. So it's peaches and cream. All right, Mom. We haven't done this in a while, so we're doing it again. Okay. Define that word!
Yay!
All right, Mom, what does it mean? What does a friend zone mean?
Oh, you're in the friend zone because you're not interested romantically, so you're in the friend zone.
There you go.
That's not always a bad thing.
No, not at all.
I'd like to be somebody's friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that there's this negative thing around friend zone. Right. Like, it's like bashing women for not wanting to just have sex with every guy that likes them. Because you're friend zoning.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, when it's such a negative thing, you're like, oh, you friend zoned him. Sorry, yes, I would like to be his friend. I find him entertaining, but I don't want to hop on his dick.
Oh, Rachel! This is a family channel, and your mother is right here.
They can't demonetize me. I ain't making any money.
But your mother can.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, that's friend. You got friend zone.
Friend zone, yes.
All right.
Do that one.
Next word, thirsty.
When you're thirsty for something, you're wanting it. Or you're thirsty for attention. Give it to me now.
You know these words. Like desperate. Like you, yeah. Desperate for attention, desperate for...
Because you told me I was thirsty once.
Did I?
Yes.
What were you thirsty for?
Probably attention from my kids.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
That's always.
That's it. All right. Your last word is salty.
Ooh, probably sassy. Salty? Is that like being sassy? Salty.
I'm not giving you anything.
Stephanie?
You don't know it either? It's...
Salty.
Just come up with a definition.
How about use it in a sentence?
Oh, girl, you salty.
Oh. Ew. I don't know. Salty. I don't know. Spicy?
Well, that's a different spice.
That's a whole different spice.
That's a whole different thing. It means being angry or bitter. So you salty about something, you bitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
But salt isn't bitter. Couldn't they use a different word? That makes no sense. Okay.
You can't get mad. I didn't make up these words. You can't get mad at me.
I'm not.
All right. So we're going to move on to the questions. I don't have many questions for today because I didn't tweet it out. Usually I tweet it out, but I just decided to go over the questions of last week that didn't get answered.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right. So a big dreamer says, what do you think of the beauty gurus of YouTube? So, I don't quite know what this meant. Do I like them as a whole? Do I think that they're bad? I mean, each person's their own person. So,
they all have their own flair.
Yeah, characteristically, it depends on the person. Right. I think that beauty gurus... Mom, are you okay with the dog?
Well, I'm not sure where he's...
My dog's just on a sniffing mission here.
And I can't put my legs down now. Okay, there we go.
All right, he's on his bed. He's good. So, the beauty gurus, I think having beauty gurus on YouTube is very lovely, because growing up, I had no access to learning how to do makeup.
Because clearly your mother had no clue.
You did what you could.
No, I had no clue. They need to have a YouTube page. I need to look this up for makeup for old people.
I'm sure they have it.
Because you don't do it the same as you do for you youngsters.
I'm sure it exists.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah.
And learn.
Yes. Can someone tweet it to my mother if you know it exists?
Old people makeup.
Old people.
Thank you.
You're not that old.
I know, but there's wrinkles happening. You're not like 80. It's starting to sag, and it's like when you put foundation in that, it's like, oh, it's like putty. It's so not good.
I'm sure there's different types of makeup you should use. Not necessarily how to apply it, but like the brands.
How to apply it.
How to apply it?
I just rub it in my hands and then slather it on my face, and I don't think that's right for foundation.
No, you're supposed to use a beauty blender. At least I know that much. I have one.
I have one.
See, I learned from watching beauty gurus.
I need one for 50, 60, 70-year-old people.
There you go. I will say that beauty gurus, they're not making, but I feel that younger kids are wearing more glamorous makeup the younger they get. And it's just because they have access to it.
I used to wear blue eyeshadow.
So did Colleen. Junior high. That, where she got that. I don't think I went through a blue eyeshadow phase.
No.
But it's coming back. I predicted that blue eyeshadow would make a comeback, and Kim Kardashian just did a thing, and people were all wearing blue eyeshadow. So I just gotta say, I predicted the beauty.
It goes around.
Every part of fashion.
Yeah, we did blue eyeshadow.
There's only so much you can do with fashion. It always comes back around.
Yep.
It's just takes a while.
Yeah, it's coming back.
So yeah, beauty gurus. I mean, individually, personally, it just depends on the person. But as a whole, I mean, it's great for when you have to do your makeup or your hair, and you don't know what the crap you're doing.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
I guess I should watch some.
I try. I don't do it well. I learn some things, like a beauty blender.
Beauty blender. I have one. I just don't know how to use it. I know you stick it. I see you girls put it on the back of your hand.
You gotta get it wet first. It's like a little sponge.
Oh, crud.
You damp it. You get it damp.
It just looked so thick when I tried that once.
Man.
And then it just stayed in my drawer.
Well, it's supposed to kind of be thick. I mean, it also depends on the foundation you're using.
But also, I think I should look not as made up. You know what I mean.
Okay. Maybe.
Because then it just looks like war paint.
We'll look at some videos together, Mom. We'll look at some videos.
Let's do that.
Okay. Peter Ballinger sings.
Oh, I know him.
Okay. Good. Great. We're here.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. I get excited. That happens to me. I get excited when I realize it's a person I know.
Yeah.
Wants to know, how did Gwen and Tim meet?
No. Church.
Okay.
Oh, wait, you were going to say something. Sorry.
No, thank you for answering. No, Colleen and I remember that it was a choir.
At church.
You were the pianist. Pianist? Yes. Were you? What, was Dad a singer?
Well, in the church we went to, they had a junior high school, and a college choir. And we were in the high school choir together called the Forerunners.
Okay.
And we toured.
But you didn't answer my question. Did Dad sing?
Yeah.
Dad sang?
Yeah, not solos, but he sang. He's got a good voice.
I've never heard Dad sing other than, like, bath time, like, what was that song he used to do? He'd go, I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day. Yeah, that's, like, the only thing I've ever heard Dad sing.
Yeah. No, he's a good singer.
Does he enjoy it? I feel like if he enjoyed it, he'd do it more often.
Or is
he
just self-conscious? I think he's self-conscious, yeah. But I was not a piano player for the first couple of years.
Did you sing, too?
Yeah.
I'm learning things. I feel like I should have known
this.
Yes,
we were in the choir together.
Okay.
And that's where I met him.
Blaze is licking my mom's boob.
Hey
just
now.
So
hey now. X-rated. So. And that's where we met, and I saw him, and I turned to my friend Cindy, and I said, that's the guy I'm going to marry. And so when I make up my mind.
He had no choice in the matter.
None.
It was all you.
And we were 17? 17? 16? 16.
All right.
Yeah.
Well. There it is.
There you go.
I did not know you and Dad sang. I thought you were just the pianist and Dad just was like,
no,
a dorky dude just hanging around.
Well, he was a dorky dude.
Yes, I
he
believe
still
that.
Still is, but isn't that what's endearing?
Yes, I love the man. Don't get me wrong. All right. Kylie says, Gwen, what is your favorite book? Don't say the Bible.
Oh, dang it. Okay.
Don't say Colleen's book or my book.
Oh, you're taking all my favorite books away from me. There's one that I read a long time ago, and I read it like 3 or 4 times. I think it's called The Townsman. My mom gave it to me, and it's like an old prairie story. I promise you, it was really good. He made a mud hut in the prairie, and these fires came and went over the top of it. It was fascinating.
What was that show? Dr. Quinn, the medicine woman?
Oh, that was a good show.
Is it along the lines of that business?
Prior to that, even.
Prior?
Yeah.
Like Little House on the Prairie?
Prior to that,
there's
even.
Prior to... What is...
A mud hut is prior that to...
I don't know history
wooden
time
buildings. Buildings. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know Little House on the Prairie. Oh, they did have wood buildings, huh?
Mm-hmm, they did.
So, mud hut. What
the
is...
The townsman. The towns... Oh, darn. Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
Was it a long book?
Well, it wasn't a huge novel or anything, but it was... It's a good book.
My dog is just destroying my toothpaste.
Rachel, what's your favorite book?
Oh.
And you can't say the Bible because I know that's what you'd say. Or your book or your sister's book.
Thanks.
Or your sister's new book.
Thanks for clarifying all of that. My dog is just destroying everything. Would you sit? You are me in that you can't stay still. I really enjoyed reading Twilight and The Hunger Games.
Oh! Now I'm knowing books now. Yes. This Present Darkness is a really good book. This Present Darkness. Okay.
Yeah, books also
and
sound
Glozell's
dark
book.
And
I liked Glozell's book.
Yeah. Oh, I also like Mamrie Hart's You Deserve a Drink. They're just funny stories. But I hate reading, and I know Twilight is written terribly. I know it's a bad book, but I enjoyed reading it before the movies came out. So yes. I read the whole thing before the movies came out. And that
as did I.
Yeah. And then Hunger Games, I also read before the movies came out.
I didn't read that.
I liked Hunger Games.
I liked the show.
As one does. Yeah. So those were mine. Those were just ones that captivated me. And then I liked Mamrie Hart's You Deserve a Drink.
Yeah. Yes.
Any other books? Because you thought books all of a sudden.
Well, I already said them.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is The Present Darkness?
This Present Darkness.
What's that about?
It's about the world you can't see, like angels fighting demons and stuff.
Oh, so the supernatural. Do you believe in ghosts?
No, I believe they're demons that are moving things around.
Okay.
If you're asking. Which you did.
Do you believe in, like, that spirits, like, energy?
Yeah, it's either a demon or an angel.
Okay. So do you believe that when someone dies...
They go to heaven or hell.
Okay, so their spirit is either turns into a demon or an angel?
No, because humans are higher than angels.
Humans are higher than angels?
Yes, we are.
I feel like angels are cool.
They're very cool. They're just a different entity than we are.
So you don't believe that when you die, none of you or your soul or your spirit stays on Earth?
No, we go to heaven.
We or are hell, depending
we
on
are in
what
the
you're
presence
doing.
Of the Lord.
All right. I personally haven't decided what I believe.
That's okay.
But
gotta figure it out.
I was talking to, it's a video coming out on Colleen's channel in a few weeks, so I'm not going to give much away. But I was talking to someone, and they said that, like, energy is science. And there's, like, your body has energy, and you give mm-hmm. off energy, and your energy gets left behind. So when you feel something, like, if you're a very, very angry person, you're always in one room, there's a very angry energy in that room. You've walked into a house and felt...
Evil
energy.
Presence.
So
yeah.
You would...
I would say that's an evil presence.
Okay.
Or a demon.
Okay. So they're saying that it's like that evil energy is left in the room, mm-hmm. even when they've left the earth or that room.
Okay.
And so that's... It's more of a... Spirits are more of an energy mm-hmm. that is left, and that's how you get different feelings from different stuff. So I thought that was a cool explanation, because there have been times I've walked into a room and...
Yes.
The energy's great. Yeah, you just...
Hairs on your arms stand up.
Yeah.
It's not a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know. So, yeah. I felt like that was a cool thing. So,
it is cool.
Yeah.
And everybody needs to figure out for themselves
what
they believe, and they need to really search it.
There you go. I'm still in that phase.
And that's
my thing is, like, I don't want to mess with any of it.
Right?
Like, it's like, I don't know what I believe, but I also don't want to do too much research, because, like, what if I piss something off?
No, researching isn't going to piss anybody off.
I don't know. I just, like, I don't want to...
No, you said church.
Because I've left them alone, they've left me alone, so I feel like we're on a good, evil, not evil, level playing field. You know, have you ever watched Seinfeld, where George Costanza keeps hitting the pigeons with his car? And he's like, we had an unwritten rule. We look the other way when you poop on things, and you get out of the way of our cars. I feel like that's how me and whatever else, supernatural, that's how we've dealt. I don't mess with them, they don't mess with me. I've gotten 27 years exactly on this. I'm doing pretty well. All right. Last question we have for the day is Maya says, how well did you take it when you needed glasses? So this is to me.
Okay.
When I started blurring, my eyes started getting blurry. I was in about 7th grade.
Yes.
And I just noticed I couldn't read things far away. and it was stressing me out. I didn't realize I needed glasses. I just thought I was going blind. And so I was stressed. I'd cry. And then my best friend got contacts. And I was like, oh, I think that's what I need. So when I did eventually go to the eye doctor and he said, I do need glasses, and I got them, I was happy. When they said, you need glasses, I was relieved because I thought I was going blind and that's just how it's going to be the rest of my life. So when I found out glasses were the option, I was excited about it. Because you don't understand that feeling of being just everything blurry, putting glasses. Well, you do. Because
I do now because I'm old.
She got close to the mic to tell you she's old. But yeah, most people, I think, when you're like, oh man, you need glasses, that sucks. I'm like, no, I'm excited because I can see. Right? I mean, obviously, I'd like to have perfect 20/20 vision. And not have to have anything, but needing glasses meant that I wasn't going blind.
Yes.
And I was going to be able to see again.
I'm happy you can see.
Me too. And I like my glasses. I used to hate glasses and only like contacts.
You look very good in glasses.
You just have to find the right pair.
Yes.
Christopher, Jessica, and Jake just got glasses.
They did.
Rachel. Oh, it was just in me. I had to get it out. Excuse you. Thank you.
I guess you are in your own home.
I am. So, ha! Even if I wasn't, if I was in your home, I could burp.
Well, that's because it's your hometown.
Yeah, that was our rule growing up. We were allowed to burp and fart all we wanted at the house, but the second we left, we had to keep it in.
Keep your bodily functions in your body, please.
And I feel like we did that well.
You did do that well.
Until you got older.
Yes.
And we weren't going to get grounded over farting or burping, so it was fine.
I never grounded you for that.
No. No. Colleen got yelled at a few times. My mom once a year would try and have a really nice family dinner of just her kids with like candlelight and classical music playing, canned peas, you know.
Canned peas. Why? Not in one fork.
Why? Why did you try and make me eat canned peas? There's so many other vegetables in the world.
But they're good. I like them.
I hated them.
Well, I'm sorry.
I love every vegetable in the world except canned peas.
I like most vegetables except lima beans.
So let's just keep the beans and the peas out. I just never understood. But when my mom would try to have these fancy dinners.
Macaroni and cheese, peas.
Yeah, all these great fancy things. Colleen would hate it, so she would burp throughout it, and you'd get so mad, and you'd yell at her. That was the only time I remember any of us getting in trouble for that. But Colleen was purposely doing it to make you angry, and I think you knew that. We didn't want to eat at the dinner table. We wanted to eat in front of the TV like we did every other day.
No.
Don't know. We okay, you're right. Taco Bell. We also ate at Taco Bell. That was a thing that happened.
Well, as a parent, you try to instill some things in your children so you have table manners when you do go out.
We knew our table manners.
Yeah, I trained you when you were really young.
We were trained.
You were trained.
But we were also trained that in our house, we could burp and fart.
Yes, you could.
And so we were just also taking that training to the dinner table.
Because I figured if you did it in your own home, you would want to do it out in public.
What? No, then it's more natural to do it. I did see this on Twitter yesterday. Infrared camera said it senses heat. They caught people farting.
Oh no!
Because you can see the fart coming out. I thought it was hilarious.
I haven't seen that. Man, I have just not been online much.
You don't, Mom.
Fail.
Do you go to like the feed or the moments, or do you just go to notifications?
No, I do. I do now. Since you told me about them a little while ago.
Well, all right. They're all on there. That's all the questions we have for today. It's another short podcast, but it's my birthday, and they have to fly to the East Coast, and I have to finish editing a video, because that's what you do on your birthday. You work.
And eat pixie tangerines.
Yeah, and Matt's making me waffles.
We came at the right time.
You guys can have waffles. It's totally fine. I bought strawberries for them.
Yum.
And by me, I mean Matt. He went to the grocery store.
Nice.
He knows what to do on a birthday.
Nice.
He knows. All right. My dog is just pathetic looking. You have three of your favorite women in one room. I'm getting him a sibling, hopefully, in a month.
A Rottweiler?
Nah, whatever I find at a shelter that needs a home.
Probably a Rottweiler.
They are not in shelters.
Can you look?
Yes.
Thank you. But you see one when you get it?
If it fits what I need in my lifestyle.
It is now on the podcast. It is cemented.
No, I never agreed. Yeah. I said if it's there, it fits my lifestyle.
What if I go find one and put it in the shelter?
No.
And say, no!
How dare you!
No, just for like a moment.
No dog should ever spend a moment in a shelter.
On a leash next to me and go, look, Rachel, look what I found.
They have rescue, like for specific breeds.
There you go.
Yeah, Rottweilers are rare because they are a very liked breed and they're purebred and it's a thing. You're not going to go find, like, a show poodle at a...
Well, maybe it'll be a Rottweiler pit.
You know, I don't know. I just... Maybe. There's a lot of pits in the shelters, so there I feel are. Like that's what I'm going to end up getting, and I know Blaze plays well with them, and they're he his does. Size.
Yes.
So, and they're high energy, but eventually calm there. Down, and that's what we all need right here in this household. So, all right, well...
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What's happening?
I think...
Yes?
...that I did my mics wrong.
Uh-oh.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
And we're doing this all over again.
We might, because I was using the mics on my laptop.
Oh, well, this is interesting.
So let's just sign off and see what it sounds like.
Let's do it.
All right.
Oh, see you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.